Trump works at McDonald's. A few food conversations for the week. One Direction star dies. Britney marries Britney. And a full recap of the weekend sports. All of this and a new intro and a new outro this week on the Flashburn Podcast. Welcome back, everybody.
New tunes.
New tune. I don't know if I like that one. It's all right. It's different.
I like it.
I want to hear what the sound quality is on the actual show, because it sounds a little muffy on the YouTube. I don't know if it's muffy or not. I can change it anytime. I
mean, what the fuck does that even mean?
A little muffled. A little...
Okay.
It sounds a little like this. Put your hand in front of your face and talk. I don't like that. I want to clear... I want you to be able to hear my tongue... moving around in my mouth.
God, that's fucking gross.
It is gross.
Let's not do that
anymore. It's not a bad sound, though. And then I want that to be able to sound that good in the intro. So we're going to run it. If I don't like it next week, we might have intro. We'll see what happens. This is episode 109. This show is sponsored by the one and only Jaded Rain Printing Designs. As always, he does stickers and banners. He wraps his vehicles. He'll make some political signs. It is that time of season. I like sunglasses.
I need to wrap my my truck like Dale Earnhardt's bud car.
We could do it.
That'd be sweet.
I think I'm gonna wrap the top of the Jeep black.
Why?
To match the black, shiny black,
yeah, instead of the dull.
Yeah, and then I talked to him about that. I like to do that. And
can
then
you do that over the texture like that?
He says he thinks it'll stick. You have to clean it with something that
it feels stick, like it'd be like very tough dry. To get that to stick.
Yeah, that's the only worry. He thinks it'll stick for a couple of years.
Huh.
Now, if it's like normal paint, it sticks great. Wraps good stuff.
Yeah, wrap
lasts 5, 7, 8 years.
Yeah, wraps are great.
But
it protects your car.
Wrapping plastic is kind of like, eh.
Yeah, that seems like that would.
We've talked about it a couple of times. I'd like to do at least the top and then put the painted fenders on it and make it all solid black, maybe for springtime. Since it's winter, I don't care.
Almost winter.
Jeep smells like.
We're not there yet.
Jeep smells like the incinerator right now.
Incinerator?
Yes. You ever been in an incinerator? Incinerator is a big ass dump.
Yeah.
Downtown, yeah. You know what it smells like?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Like rotting chicken, like a dead things. Dead food.
Leave your
things.
In there? Is that what happened? You leave your Big Mac in there? Your McChicken Big Mac?
I'm not gonna mention names.
Oh, someone did.
Somebody told a child that's 7 that she can take the groceries out of the Jeep and bring them in the house.
Oh no.
That's great.
Didn't grab them all, huh?
She forgot one bag.
The important one?
The frozen chicken bag. That was sitting on the speaker box in the back that has the 12s in the back. And
so
we were
roasting chicken back there.
We didn't know until Erica decided to get in the Jeep and drive it to work. 3 days later.
Oh, my God.
It's bad.
I bet it's pretty bad.
It's bad. It's so bad. After being scrubbed and cleaned and scrubbed. We are probably going to have to get a new speaker box because it leaked out of the package.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Onto the box, onto two umbrellas.
Worst case scenario.
Had to wipe off all the shit in the back of the Jeep. And then since it was sitting in the middle of the speaker box, I'm assuming under the carpet that it just sunk into the wood. I'll never get that out.
Oh, God.
I'll never get that out. I'll never get that out. So I have a master plan. Don't tell her.
Oh, no. What?
But I think I'm going to take the speakers out and that amp. It's a 1,500 watt amp.
You're going to put it in her car.
This is a big system. 1,500 watt, 212s. This is loud, okay? How often is it turned 3/4 of the way up? Almost never. How often is it turned?
I'm surprised with you in it.
Well, I almost never get to turn it all the way up. Even when I'm driving it, I can't turn it up because it's too much space. It's too loud. Okay. So I think I'll take that big amp and
this
212s.
This is why you can't hear.
Yeah, correct. This is why my microphone, my headphones are 1/4 louder than yours.
Yes.
Yeah, when I'm 50, fucked. But hearing aids are coming around. And you can plug them into your Bluetooth on your phone. So
oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Win-win. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So I'm going to take the 12s out of the box. Probably throw the box away because it's going to be trash. I'm going to take the big amp out of the speaker, out of the Jeep. I'm going to buy me another box. But I'm going to buy a box for the Cadillac. Put the 212s in the new box. Put the big amp in the Cadillac. Then I'm going to buy a 800 watt.
The one that almost burned down from an amp?
Yes. Yeah, that car. The one that's sitting outside? Yeah. And then I'm going to buy a 800 watt instead of a 1500, an 800 watt amp, and one 12-inch subwoofer for the Jeep. Instead of buying a big system for the Cadillac and leaving the big one in the Jeep, I'll take the big one out of the Jeep, put a smaller one in the Jeep. I don't need a big system in the Jeep because we just don't use it. So I'm like, I'm going to save myself some money. I'm going to buy a smaller amp and sub, put it in here. Hey, hon, everything's together.
I like that somehow spending money is saving you money.
Correct.
That's hilarious.
Well, you have to have...
Dave Ramsey would find that funny.
I would like to have a sound system in all three cars that we own, at least subs. At least some kind of a sub, right? I don't know. It's my thing. Everybody has a weird thing. I'm 38 years old. I have subwoofers in my car. Make fun of me. Fuck off. I drive a 99 Cadillac, and it's going to have some loud-ass 12s.
Your next one's going to be a 1982 Honda Civic.
She doesn't listen to the show, so this is work for fun. And then I'm going to buy just a 112 in a box, so I'll have more room because I can put that to the side and then mount it to the inside of the Jeep so that one that big box isn't across the back. We'll just have a smaller. I have more room in the back. So I'll sell it by saying, well, we don't need a big system in the Jeep, and it's got more room. Win-win.
Spend more money.
And if you drive the Cadillac, you might want to turn the speakers down before you start driving. It's going to be loud.
I don't think she'll want to drive it very often.
At least I hope. I don't know. She said last night, she's like, I've never really driven a Cadillac. I said, I don't really want you to drive that one. She's like, why? I said, because then you'll want to drive it all the time. I don't mind the Impala. Don't get me wrong, but that Cadillac drives like a... I took Tom to lunch today. He's like, this thing is fucking nice. I said, it drives like a king, don't it? He's like, man, it just glides down the road.
Yeah, his fucking suspension's traveling like crazy.
So I think when I get home, I probably should take the speaker box out of the Jeep because it smells better, but now it smells like rotting fruit instead of rotting chicken. A little better.
That is better.
Not much better, though.
No.
A little better. And now it's sitting at home. No one's driving it.
Because no one wants to get in it.
Yeah, right. So it's not really going to get aired out. I'm going to have to take it out and change the system around. I'll see if my buddy Casey's busy next week or two and see if he wants to help me move some shit around. Shout out to Gonzo's Auto and Welding in Germantown for fixing the Impala. Put new brakes on it. Got a nice oil change. She's at 215. I bought that Impala 120 on it literally 4 years ago.
Jesus.
Drive the fuck out of that car. Hub bearing went bad. Didn't have the tools to fix it. So called my buddy Garrett in Germantown. Hooked me up. Good price. Quick fix. Runs like a dream. I'm happy about
it. For now.
All three cars are running and driving for now. That is not someone knocking at the door. That's me knocking on wood because I know something's going to happen sooner than later. That's just how it goes.
Well, you still kind of got problems. Yeah, right my now. Dad. So you have to finish this speaker box thing, and then something will go wrong with one of those probably.
You know what my dad used to tell me?
What?
Son, if it's got tits or wheels, it'll give you problems. He was right.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
More of the wheels part. But anyway, so there's my... That's what's going on in my life. I got the shitty, stinky Jeep. The Impala's fixed. The Cadillac is not caught on fire, but is supposedly getting a bigger radio. We had a kid-free weekend. Gabby was at her dad's all weekend doing her thing with Papaw, so we didn't do much of anything. That was kind of nice. Organized some stuff, moved some beds around, cleaned the house. Ate some food, watched a lot of football, drank a couple little beers. That's about it.
Little beers or just beers?
Just had a couple beers. Didn't get too zippy zooed. It was a relaxing weekend. You know why I relaxed this weekend? Last weekend? Because I know this coming weekend there's no relax.
Game this week you're going to probably?
Saturday morning, you've got the color run at the school to support the school that I don't want nothing to do with. But apparently going. I'm involved.
Yeah, you're going.
I can't even run. I don't even know where we're going. No clue where I'm going.
I don't enjoy running at all.
Then we got to take Carly shopping for her birthday. And then after that, we have to come home and get ready because we have to go to her dad's for the Halloween party. And then Carly has to go trick-or-treating with her mom. Then she gets to come back. Then we have the Halloween party. Then we go home. Then Sunday, we have to get up and get dressed and get ready again. Go to her mom's and trick-or-treat from 2 to 5. I have to leave at 4.
Jesus
fucking take Christ, Carly dude. Home at 5:30 so she can go to basketball tryouts at 6. My whole weekend is fucked. So I'm like, last weekend, I'm like, I ain't doing shit. I'm laying around the house. I'm going to lay here with this fat dog. I'm going to watch these crazy-ass football games. It's relaxed.
There's some good ones.
It was nice. We are blessed to have babysitters. everywhere at a beckoning call. A lot of people don't have that. Very happy, very excited to be able to do that.
Not to have that.
We both have friends that are just like, man, I wish.
Yeah, I bet.
She's like, I wish we could just have one night. I'm like, we get weekends sometimes. Sometimes. I don't want her there all the time. I'd rather her be at home. But
sure,
if she's gone for a day and a half or 2 days, get some time, some adult time at home. It's kind of nice.
No stories?
How was your weekend? None that I want to tell on here. How was your weekend last Honestly, weekend? What's the late? I need some fucking sunglasses. You got to put glasses on? When we do video, you go put glasses on and just rock sunglasses on the show?
I might have to.
Fuck yeah.
I'll just like steal Boston Connor's gimmick. Sunglasses and mullet.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know what I'm going to steal. I might have to make my own, but I'm after the same idea. Oh, I need a persona. By the way, anyone knows how to do video editing and live video and streaming?
Bro,
and
we need
storage
a camera. Stop talking about reels. That. We need a camera.
Let
first.
Me know. Oh, the cameras, I can buy them right now. They're cheap. They're everywhere.
Yeah, but we don't have them.
That's
so
the easy part.
It doesn't matter.
The hard part is getting them set up, filming it live, saving it, clipping the clips.
We need to talk after the show.
It's too much work. I don't want to talk about it at all.
We're supposed to get the snake this weekend.
That's not going
to
help anything with this show.
I know.
I don't want it here. I don't want it.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't want it around me at all. Our buddy Russ Taylor texted me. He said, I've been listening to the show while I'm working my crane at work. Yeah. He still told Landon, I got a snake for him.
I bet he does.
I said, his is about 6 to 8 inches. I said, I'm sure yours is not quite that big, Russ. No offense to you. I can hear him right now.
Mine's venomous.
Yeah, yours and Landon's is venomous. Landon's snake tends to like African queens. That's beside the point. That's not the snake we're talking about. Okay, so you are getting the snake here soon? It's coming?
Yeah, tomorrow. Supposedly tomorrow. So
great.
But, I mean, honestly, mostly quite honest with you.
Did you order some like them frozen mice things yet?
There's a pet store right next to my house, basically. I'll just go across the street, get a couple of them. They're frozen, so you just toss them in the freezer and thaw them.
How long do you think one of those holds it over? A day or two?
No, you feed them like every week.
A week?
Yeah.
It eats one a week?
Yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah.
And it's not hungry after 4 or 5 days?
No.
It just does its thing?
No, yeah. Takes about a day or so to digest.
What a weird animal.
I mean, that's part of what's cool about them is like they need care, but like
not really,
not a lot,
not really,
not a ton.
They care, but they don't need care.
Yeah, you just spot clean the poop out of their fucking thing, and then clean their terrarium or whatever every 4 to 6 weeks or something.
It's not even eating. It's just sitting in that cage all day long, just hanging out. It doesn't even eat.
That's what snakes usually do.
It's an interesting
animal. Just kind of hang out and fucking move around a little bit and hang out. Then you pull them out. And
you said this week?
Hopefully they don't bite you.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not taking that chance.
The more you handle them, the less it happens, obviously.
Sure. I'm good.
And like some snakes are just going to fucking try to bite you.
Be assholes. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, put me back in my house, fucker. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Or feed me. It's been 5 days. But, I mean, how can you tell if a snake's fucking hungry? You can't tell?
You just weigh them. If they're gaining weight, they're
also good. You just have to find a balance between what they weigh and then weekly what they're supposed to weigh. Yeah. And then kind of, that's wild.
And they never stop growing.
Because you can't talk to them. They don't bark at you and tell you they're hungry.
They never stop growing, but they slow down a lot once they get to
older,
mature age or whatever.
Are you excited for your snake?
It'd be sweet.
Are you going to get out and play with it and stuff?
You don't really play with it. You just kind of hold them.
It's interesting. I was golf. Austin said he went golfing.
Yeah.
Did you golf this weekend?
I went with him.
Okay, yeah. He's like, I think he's took off today because he's wore out from golf. I was like, I don't know. I said, no, honestly,
that's not it.
I didn't even know he wasn't here, and I haven't talked to him. So I probably should message him and ask him if we're doing the show today.
No, this is what happened this morning.
Go ahead.
First of all. Second day off since I got my vacation back. But this was woke up, like, watched football too long last night and playing video games with the boys. And fucking woke up this morning at 5 o'clock, my alarm clock. I'm like, get an extra 5 minutes, snooze, whatever. Next thing you know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like,
oh, shit.
Well,
two choices.
Fuck it.
You get to take a late?
Yeah. Which I thought about doing.
You get a strike for that. That's a bad boy, and you don't get paid for it. Or you get to stay home, get paid for 8 hours.
Exactly.
And do nothing.
Well, play video games.
And not get in trouble.
It was great.
I'm definitely taking the ladder. I've taken a lot of those ladders, actually. You get 5 a year to take when you want. I think mine are gone. So
we're starting this.
It's tough.
We're starting this league, Rocket League league.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had scouting scrims last night. So basically it's a draft league. There's 12 managers, and they draft players from the league. And then you play a season, play a playoff, and if you win, you win probably about $100 each.
Each?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
So.
Not a bad little payout. I got a bet on a game Thursday.
And I've just been playing good lately. I don't know why.
I don't get bet very often, but I was sitting there eating lunch Monday. Man. I said, Adam, the Vikings are playing the Rams Thursday. Rams are favored by 3. I think it's 3.5 now. He said Rams are going to win. I said, no, they're not. He said, yeah, they are. He said, they're going to win. I said, there's a fucking way the Rams are going to beat the Vikings. It's not going to happen. I said, and they're not going to cover the spread even if they do win. It's not going to happen. He's like, I'll bet you lunch for Friday.
I said, oh, you're actually bad.
I said, you are on. Yeah. So I get free lunch Friday. As long as the Vikings win by at least 3, right? Yeah.
I don't know
the
Rams, line is.
The Rams will get, what, 3 or 3.5? I think that's what it is. So they have to basically beat them. It's 3.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's 3-0.
I would think they'd cover that.
I would hope so. We're going to find out. Get free lunch Friday.
But
I don't bet very often.
Did I send you that parlay I put together Sunday?
You did not.
It was for, I think it was a 9-leg parlay for $12,000, I think. And I was 3 players short of anytime touchdowns. And then I put one on the Sunday night game, and I needed 2 more catches from Devontae. I needed 2 more catches from Freiermuth. Is that Sunday night or Monday night?
It was Sunday.
Okay, Sunday night. And I would have got like 750.
Devontae to the Jets is an interesting trade, which we'll talk about later. Everyone thought that some people think Devontae and Aaron are just going to tear it up. And Sunday night, Russell Wilson tore it up Sunday night.
Well, that didn't start off well either.
I hate Russell Wilson.
Why?
Because he used to play for the Seahawks. Seahawks always beat Dallas, so I always hated them. Just the Packers. Same idea.
Okay.
I hate a lot of teams. I like 3, but I hate about 10.
Well, if you like some teams, you're going to hate a lot of other teams.
Sure, sure.
That makes sense. I like
the Bengals. Okay, so you hate the Steelers and Ravens? I do. I like Dallas, so you hate the Packers and Giants? I do.
Not even I like Eagles the Vikings,
so you hate
Commanders?
The Packers? I do. Of course I do. Yeah, of course. But Russell Wilson showed up. But anyway, Devontae is supposed to be a wild trade to the Jets. It was going to do big things. And
it is a wild trade.
Didn't really much happen on Sunday night.
Yeah, didn't start off.
Not much to talk about. Great. I did not watch the Aaron Rodgers.
The first drive started off well. You didn't watch Aaron Rodgers Tuesday? They asked him about the booger picking.
I did not. What did he say about? Oh, they asked him about the booger picking.
Oh yeah, they brought it right up
the video of him
it was
picking
like
his
the first thing they talked
and
about.
It looked like he ate it.
It does kind of.
I'm
like,
sure he says he didn't.
Yeah, he did. But although he did say this is my first time actually seeing the video, and that's pretty hard to defend. Hopefully there's a side view or something of me at
that
the same
shows
time.
That I don't eat the fucking thing. Everybody
well,
picks their nose.
Well, it doesn't even nose, look like he actually gets his finger in it. It's
I
not
think
like
he just
kind of
swiped and then just like put his fingers by his mouth. I couldn't tell what he was doing. I was trying to watch him.
Yeah.
My mom just sent me this. Podcasting giant Joe Rogan lands interview with Trump ahead of election. They will be recording the interview on Friday.
First of all, that's the wrong way to look at it.
So
because
it'll come out Monday?
He was already offered that back when Trump was in office, and he turned Trump down. So let's not go crazy on Joe Rogan landing. Trump landed Joe Rogan.
That's how I feel about it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, technically, it should be the other way around because Trump's a much bigger figure.
You would think.
But Rogan last time was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it at the White House.
Trump wanted him to come there. He's
and
no.
Probably have canned questions. And he's so like, no.
Trump's flying to Austin, Texas to do an interview with Joe Rogan.
I would assume
Friday.
So.
Probably post Saturday or Monday, maybe. Everybody watch Spotify or your Apple podcast spots. And
I'll probably listen to fucking 20 minutes of it, get annoyed, and turn it off.
And then Mom sent me a picture of Gabby and Casey's daughter, Skylar, eating McDonald's at her house. So babysitter comes through clutch when it's time to record a podcast. Thank you, Mother. We appreciate you. Anyway, Trump, Rogan, should come out, I don't know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, maybe. Just before the election. Nice timing.
As long, I mean, I've seen
14 days.
I've seen the reports. I still don't know if it's going to be true, but we'll see.
14 days to the election. You ready for it to be over?
Fucking hey, dude.
So we were started putting together our news section. Are you ready for our news section, by the way? Are you ready for news?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here, let me click the intro, even though there's nothing to talk about. Not much news this week. We've struggled to find articles. Sometimes I do well of adding things to our document and stuff and keeping
it. Most of the time.
And sometimes I don't. Yeah. And this week I didn't. But the election is running the cycle. We don't do a lot of politics here. We try not to. You probably know our stance and we respect yours. Okay. You want to go get an abortion? Go get an abortion. You don't like big government? Neither do I. You want to own a gun? Own a gun. Do what the fuck you want to do. That's our stance. Okay. You want to come on the show and debate pretty politics? Much sums it up. It'd be a fun show. You know. Might look differently on some people than others.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how great of a show that'd be.
Yeah, because I thought about asking Thomas to come on and debate, and I thought, that would be fun.
Oh, God.
People would be like, no, God, Zach's an asshole. Yeah,
no, it wouldn't.
And because Thomas is a pretty smart dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He don't follow what I follow, but he's a smart guy. He's not stupid when it comes to talking about it.
No, he's not.
I give him props for that. A little bit of credit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the news this week, we literally have one thing in the news, and we can just talk about it as long as you want. Donald Trump goes to McDonald's to work. So this is the great troll. First of all,
worked here longer than Kamala.
Yes. First of all, the news cycle was awful, as it usually is. Our media, they're really bad. And they're on one side, and it's extremely obvious. So the news, the media's like, well, this was a staged event. Well, he's the most targeted person on the planet right now. Probably safe to say, close to it.
Well, obviously, it's publicity.
It's a publicity stunt. But he can't 100%. Just go to McDonald's and just walk in the door and work. Like, Secret Service...
He probably could.
Secret Service had to vet every fucking person in the restaurant. That's true. They vetted the customers before they came around the restaurant.
That doesn't surprise me either.
Okay? And they practiced what they were doing.
Someone could have a gun in their car.
Sure, they have to vet everything.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So they had to vet the whole place. They had to vet the five or six customers that they filmed. They had to make sure Trump knew how to make fries. All right? And then I just got a report today on my phone. The New York Times.
Just enough salt.
The New York Times had a McDonald's fry-making guy that's been making fries for like 15 years. He's an expert, and he did an article and an interview saying that he did it wrong. So news is working overtime to make this guy look bad. Regardless how you feel about the McDonald's thing, the fucking pictures look like AI. The optics are incredible. Like, I looked at the one picture of him with the apron on, hanging out the fucking drive-thru window, waving. I'm like, is this a real picture? It looks fake. It doesn't look. It looks like something someone would make a couple of weeks ago because he's been targeting Kamala over this McDonald's thing, which to me is very minimal. If she lied about working there, okay, she lied about working there.
Yeah.
There's no proof that she did. She can't prove that she did. They can't prove that she didn't. But the whole thing is fucking funny. And to see Trump doing fries.
Dude, I swear to God, we were on Discord last night playing Rocket League and just doing fucking like Shane Gillis impersonations, talking about Trump impersonations, Joe Biden impersonations, Obama impersonations. That's all we were doing last night. It was fucking hilarious.
And it was on Kamala's birthday.
Oh, God.
Oh, today's Kamala's birthday? He's like, maybe I'll send her some flowers. Maybe I'll send her some fries. Let me send her some flowers.
We're going to make Kamala's birthday
great again.
National holiday.
Make it great again. Did he say that? I don't know what he said. I watched some of the videos. They're pretty funny. People pulling up, Mr. President Trump.
Shane Gillis going, can we admit that Trump was funny? Can we admit that? He's funny. Now, I didn't say that was a great quality to have in a president, but can we admit that?
We're just saying he's funny. He's a funny guy. On Rogan, he's going to be funny.
We'll see.
Have you seen the Undertaker podcast yet?
No.
Pretty good. I listened to it this morning.
I listened to about 10 minutes of 15 minutes of Andrew Schultz podcast with him, and I was like, gotta turn it off.
That was a good one, too.
No one.
Why wasn't it good?
It just wasn't.
Why wasn't it good?
The first part, anyway.
Well, it got good. He made some pretty good jokes. He made them laugh. It was funny. I've been trying to pick up on everything of what they're doing politically, both of them. I even listened to the Call Her Daddy, Call Her Mom, or whatever the fuck that thing
call
is.
Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, whatever it's called. The one where the girl talks about giving blowjobs. Whoop-de-doo. I'm sure it's an exciting...
You can't say that.
I'm sure it's a real exciting podcast.
And then listen to Pat talk about fucking farting on ESPN.
Listen to sports like, compared to some whore that talks about fucking dudes.
But it's both like...
I mean, women listen to it.
Kind of lowbrow content. Just not into it because it's a chick talking about sex. But you don't mind listening to Pat talking about Dan Orlovsky shitting himself on the show.
Comedy versus just being a skank doesn't really do much for
me. Well, it's the way she does it is comedic.
Just 3 million people listen to it every week.
She's clearly doing something correct.
Girls like her stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I wish I was liked like that. Is that one a hater? I'm saying, right?
Jealousy is.
Anyway, I try to follow the political podcast stuff.
Shh.
And when I listen to Landon from now on. Because I'll tell you why. I've been watching the media numbers. I've been watching the ratings come down. I've been watching things change in the media. Things are changing. The next election cycle, podcasts are going to be
huge.
Fire. Yes.
Huge. They're getting bigger and bigger. They are now, but this is the first time that...
Oh, yeah.
Because like before, it was just candidates that weren't going to make it to...
RFK.
Yeah, RFK.
Bernie Sanders.
Tulsi.
Tulsi Gabbard.
They weren't, Bernie was going to make it, but they shut him down.
But he could have made it. He could have done well. His interview is interesting. Yes. So a lot of politicians went on.
Hell, even Trump's going on fucking streams, which is insane, wild.
Crazy.
Wild.
Aiden Ross?
Yeah, because literally, you don't know what the fuck could happen.
I haven't seen that one. It's live.
That's live, dog. That's that is no bullshit.
He also did the Dan Bongino show, which every single day is the biggest stream on the planet. Every day. Dan Bongino is the most...
Who?
Dan Bongino.
What the fuck does he do?
Politics.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. 170 to 180 listeners every stream. Live. Okay? Live.
I'm surprised I don't know who it is.
I'm surprised, too, because you're into streams. Pat is almost always number two, and he always says Pat McAfee was number two this week or yesterday, and Pat McAfee's a good guy. Funny sports show. Check it out. He actually plugged him Friday. Anyway, he's the biggest stream on the planet. 150 to 170 live every show, every day. That's a lot. So they did a live stream Thursday with Trump at Trump Tower. And it was like 323 was watching at one time. That's fucking
Jesus Christ.
When you have 323,000 people watching your live stream, that is crazy.
That's a lot of people.
Oh, that's a lot of fucking... Most people streaming,
that's a fucking huge number.
Like, everybody remembers Woodstock 99, where you're looking at the stage and all you see is fucking people as far as you can see both ways and back.
Yeah.
When it had 300-some thousand people there, that many fucking people was listening to that live. It's crazy. That's on Rumble. It wasn't YouTube.
Dude, that's wild.
So Rumble's doing its thing, which is great. I think it's a great thing. It's a very free speech
platform. That's why I don't know about him, because it's on Rumble.
Yes. And then, I don't know if Bongino does YouTube or not, but his Rumble stream is fucking... I follow a website that shows the daily top live streamers. He's number one every single day.
You did see...
So he's the future. Podcasting's the future.
Aaron Rodgers Tuesday?
Last week I did with Devontae come in.
Yeah.
So that day, Pat was second with like... 105, I think.
Yeah, it was
broke 100, didn't it?
They said it. ESPN said it across all platforms, 50 million.
Yeah, in the millions. 50 million.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Whew, it's the biggest show yet.
That shit was crazy. And fucking Devontae just popping in like.
Yeah, Aaron was talking and Aaron was like giving a nod, and Matt was like, "What are we doing here? What are we doing?
Who's that?
They're like, oh shit, he's got a fucking college football on his head. Yeah." That's pretty cool. I'm like, those guys are obviously tight. He said he was staying with Aaron Rodgers for a while until he got a place, obviously, in New York, New Jersey.
Aaron has plenty of room.
I can only imagine. He has a nice house, more than likely.
Yes.
That would be my goal to do this show when we do a live stream in the evenings like this. It'd be nice to have, you know, a couple thousand people tuning in every Tuesday evening.
Yeah, that'd be pretty wild.
Chances of that happening, well, we know, slim to none. I'll go play the lottery after work or after we get done here, but...
Fuck lottery. I'm way closer on the parlays.
I'd like to be... Yeah, that's true. That's true.
For real.
That's true. I'd like to be able to do a live stream on Tuesday nights and have that many people where we can stream thousands. And then obviously making a living off of it would be great too. I can only imagine how much money do you make if you stream that many people live?
I don't know. But you know how much fucking golf I'd be playing?
I don't know. I don't care about that. I'm talking about the numbers.
Now, you pick up golf too. You would.
You know Twitch streamers, the higher Twitch streamer people?
Yeah.
What do you think they get paid a year?
Millions.
In the millions, you think?
Yeah. The big ones, yeah.
The one guy is always third, fourth, or fifth. Always. He's a streamer, a black guy, younger guy. He's on all the fucking time.
Exactly. You did that. You
cannot.
You near. Oh, can Kai Cenat?
Yeah, one of those names. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's always in the top five, he's top huge. Six every day.
He's every had like day. Nicki Minaj on his stream. Kevin Hart.
Oh, he's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. He's had.
Imagine if we got to that point.
Nicki Minaj like accused him of having his nails done.
Oh shit!
And he got fucking defensive.
Oh.
And then
I haven't seen
the clip's funny. And then he's like, "Well, I mean, I get like I get them worked on or whatever." And she's like, "Yeah, it's like clear nail polish, right?
You're getting them done."
And he goes,
"Yeah,
yeah, I guess." And she's like, "Why are you so defensive? Like kind of like that?"
Yeah. And he was like,
"You're so insecure."
He was bothered by it. Yeah. Erica asked me to go get a pedicure Saturday. I was like, no.
Nah.
She's like, why? Go get our feet rubbed down and they scrub your feet. I'm like, the dry skin on the side of my foot is going to take a 40 grit flapper wheel to get off.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit there and let some.
And then you're going to be in fucking boots.
Scrub the side of my heel to where it basically bleeds.
Yeah.
I'm a pussy. We've already talked about this.
Well, also, like, that's just.
I'm not doing it.
Listen. The calluses are there for a reason.
They're going to come back.
Yeah.
Right where they were.
And it's going to be painful as they break them back in.
Yes, that's exactly. Why I tore her. My feet are calloused.
There's a point. There's a reason.
And softened. And I have to recallus them. No.
Yeah.
She's like, well, they can just do your nails. I said, I like when you cut my nails. I don't want somebody to fucking do it.
You don't even cut your own nails,
You're such a. I was like, go ahead and say it. What am I? Good. I know. No, because she'd be like, go get your nail clippers.
I'm defending you on this.
I'm clipping your toenails. I'm like, hell yeah. Because when you get fat, it's hard to cut your toenails.
Trust me, I cut my own toenails. Yeah, you're not telling me.
It's fat, right? You're bending over.
It's not easy.
You got to stand up over the toilet or something. You can't just be bending over on the chair. You can't breathe.
Nah. Yeah.
You got to stop breathing.
No, hold on a second. I bring my foot up.
Well, I can try that. I'm not very flexible.
I just like, you like cross your legs, but you know. Your foot's
near. Okay.
Yeah, just like that.
No. Erica says, go get the clippers. I'm like, oh yeah. I love when she does it.
I don't know.
I don't know why she's good at it. But she also rounds them perfectly the right way. She's like, you know, if you don't cut this right, you get an ingrown toenail. I was like, yeah. I don't really know what that is. I kind of know.
Yeah, you could.
And then I got
I've never had that problem.
A core memory showed up in my mind when I was probably 10, 12 years old. My dad was sitting in the recliner watching football on a Sunday. And I walked by the recliner. And it just so happened my hand
to touch his
his big toe. I think he peed a little bit. Because he jumped and went, ah! I mean, like that. And I was like, what the hell? Like, you have a splinter or something? What's wrong with you? Dude, his face got red and everything. He was pissed. He's like,
I didn't go to Tony. I'm pissed, like, but he couldn't be mad at you.
Like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that does.
Yeah.
He's like, when your nail grows into your fucking skin on your toe, it hurts like hell. I was like, oh, shit.
Do they got like little fucking things? Have you seen these? Like, they hook into the side of your nails? On the side of your toenail, and then you fucking screw it. It's like a medieval torture device.
I don't want to talk about it.
And it fucking pulls up the sides of your fucking nails. Oh, my God. It's gross.
Ow.
It does. It's bad.
Does it clip on the sides?
Yeah, it clips on the sides.
And then when you tighten it, it pulls them up out of the skin?
Exactly. Pushes down on the middle of your toenail and then pulls up the sides?
No.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, you have to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. No. Hopefully I don't have my dad's. As of now, I'm 38. I have no toenail problems yet. But, you know, if it starts happening, that's not good. I heard they are stupid painful.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ingrown toenails, I've heard they're really bad.
Luckily, I've never had that problem.
So Trump goes to McDonald's.
We started on Trump at McDonald's. Yeah, we got the toenails.
This is what I'm talking about, dude. Sometimes when you freestyle the show,
it's pretty wild.
There's people that are telling me, like, hey.
I've been trying to get you to do this a little bit
more. I like the way you guys freestyle a little bit. I am a very organized, set person. But it's probably because I listen to organized shows.
Exactly.
Yeah, I listen to bigger shows.
Yeah.
Now, these bigger shows that have organization.
You can't. They're not bigger. They're just more produced.
Well, but yeah, I mean, I say bigger as in like 50,000 people watching your stream at one time. That's big. I mean, they're like produced.
Yeah, produced.
But they're bigger. They have more money. And they have. They almost have to have. They're bigger. What are you laughing about?
It's a bigger show. I doubt it.
It's a Pat McAfee's a bigger show.
Yeah, but.
Dan Bongino.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro. But even Pat McAfee isn't like A block, B block, C block. We're doing the news. We're doing this. We're doing this. They just talk about whatever the fuck they want to talk about. They're just talking about sports.
They don't really.
They have some things they're hitting on just because they know who the people are coming in.
They free flow their ideas, but they structure what they're going to talk about. And we don't.
Yeah, a little bit.
We used to try to structure this whole thing. But the last couple of shows, we really haven't.
No.
And I think when video.
But like, they go off on tangents too. Like, they don't know when Connor's going to bring up birds aren't real.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which is an interesting subject to debate, to say the least.
I don't think there's much debate, but.
I won't have to name names. I'll just name relations. Sister-in-law, ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
Used to wear a shirt and a hat that said birds aren't real. And he wore it to a Thanksgiving gathering. And I asked him. I said, what's the hat for? And he knew. And I knew because he gave him that look, and I gave him that look, and I just smiled. And he's like, "Well, it's kind of a movement."
It's kind of a movement. I said,
okay. He's like, "The government has birds that they fly as spies. So the idea is birds aren't real because they're controlled by the government."
Right.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, they recharge on the power lines.
I'm not saying I don't believe that. But I've shot and killed a bird with a BB gun and cut it open. And ain't no chips, ain't no rechargeable batteries, ain't none of that.
So I had a bird as a pet.
I've seen them cleaned and done to eat before. They yeah. know there's no
no wires.
I saw no electronics. Now, this was 28 years ago when I was about 10. So maybe they have improved on their.
Sure. Yeah.
You said charge on the power line?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
That's
charge.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's why they're always now, hanging out on them.
This is a proven thing. They do have birds that spy, right? That's proven?
Well,
I've seen the thing, the videos where...
I'm sure they have some animatronic birds that look somewhat real.
Yeah, but they can't
but not
be,
like
they can't be that not close. Like birds. Come on. They can't be that close.
And if they were that close, you know how fucking expensive they would be?
The true question.
Holy shit.
Well, they're free. It's the government.
Wow.
the true question would be, and they just want to buy one.
They still have to acquire the talent and the.
Sure, sure, sure. Which come on. We own
material.
We have UFOs. We can. That's nothing. The true question is, why would you want to wear a hat like that?
Because he's just trying to piss somebody off.
Me. Because he knows how I am. And I was like, damn. Okay, nice.
This
hat.
Is going to be a conversation starter today.
Yeah, this is a good conversation right here at Thanksgiving dinner in front of her super duper in front of her super duper Republican dad. Let's talk about birds and how they're not real. By all means, please for one time make me look good here at the table. Go right ahead. Let's do it. And come to find out, they don't have to go anymore. But I had to look it up because I'm like, what the fuck is that? Birds aren't real. Like, is this a real thing? It is a real thing.
Yeah, pandas.
There's a whole
just
movement.
Dogs painted too.
Did you to what?
Pandas.
What about them?
They're just dogs that are painted.
Yeah, I've heard. I actually saw a video of some dogs painted that way in Japan or something.
Yeah, Japan. No, I don't know.
China? They don't give a fuck about animals over there. They don't care about people over there.
Well, China's the only place that has. China owns every panda in the world.
Owns
every panda in the world.
So even if there's pandas in our zoos over here, are they leased to them or something?
It's a part of a treaty.
Oh, it's a partnership thing where they have to pay to bring them over here and shit?
Yeah, I'm sure they pay.
Why does China own all the pandas? That's weird.
Because they're only in China. China.
Yeah, so what is your true feelings on...
They're endemic to China.
According to Google.com, yes, China owns most of the giant pandas in the world.
Oh, only most? I thought it was all.
Let's just say all. It's fair. It says most. We'll say all. China's government claims ownership of all giant pandas and their offspring. Well, yeah, come on. This is conflicting. What 17-year-old intern wrote this shit?
No shit. How you contradict yourself in the first fucking sentence?
Yeah, China owns most. China's government claims ownership of all giant pandas and their offspring, even if they were born in another country. Pandas that live outside of China are considered to be on loan and are often called panda diplomacy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They've used pandas as a diplomatic tool to build relations with other countries.
Yeah.
They are worthless animals.
Because we had to send them all back because the fucking diplomacy didn't get renewed. And then they just started bringing them back.
Some reasons pandas might be returned to China include loan agreements ending.
Exactly.
Deteriorating relations.
There you go.
Panda cubs born abroad must be returned before their fourth birthday. China has over 65 officially recognized panda reserves in three western provinces. And out of the 350 giant pandas, yeah. 350, that's all there is.
Uh-huh.
Only 50 can be found living outside of China.
Yeah, they don't like to...
That's insane.
They don't like to have sex.
They don't like to have... Well, they don't do anything.
Yeah. And they don't, and they, if they like have like twins, they'll like kill their kid and shit.
They eat and sleep and that's it. They're useless animals.
Eat bamboo.
They are an animal that would be extinct if it wasn't for us.
Yeah, probably.
No, they'd be dead a long time ago. Because they can't defend themselves.
Yeah. They're.
As per reports, China has... why are we talking about fucking China pandas? I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're bored. I promise we have a good story coming up. No, we don't, but I'll just say we do.
Yeah, yeah.
China has direct ownership over every living giant panda around the world, even if they might have been born in another country. There's only 350. Only 50 of them are not in China. So if you go to a zoo and you see a giant panda, that's one of 50 you
and
saw.
And you're sure it's not a dog.
That's bald. Yeah, and make sure it's not a fat dog that's painted. Yeah, because they do paint them for some reason. But pandas are probably worth a lot of money.
Well, I do know they give them like... dog companions.
If you stole one, you could probably get some ransom out of it.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
If the government don't come
out. There's probably
first.
A couple in Saudi Arabia that were...
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dubai, maybe.
Yeah, it's like the fucking tiger situation in Texas.
Yeah.
And there are more tigers in Texas than there are in the entire
wild,
planet.
I think, yeah.
Which is insane.
It's insane.
It's just rich people like having cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if I was rich, I talked to... I had a conversation with somebody... not long ago, that is very rich. Okay, we talked about this already.
Yeah,
before the show, no names here. And I thought about, you know, if I was that rich, if I had that kind of money that he had, I would definitely not have dangerous animals around.
No,
now,
well,
dangerous cars,
how dangerous?
Dangerous motorcycles.
I might have a couple of snakes that are pretty dangerous.
Dangerous. I don't know what else. I'm thinking dangerous things in the house. Sure, couple things. Nothing living. I don't care how much money I have. I don't think anyone would ever be able to say, hey, man, you should get a tiger. That'd be fucking cool.
No, that's fucking crazy.
You should get one of these snakes. No. You should look
into
getting
that. That might be
cool. You could get a panda. No, I don't want a panda. No, I don't want any of that stuff. Like, why? If you had that much money, why would you want more responsibility of things you have to do or take care of? Now, granted, like
because all your responsibility is gone now.
Like we said earlier, I got a guy for that. It's a little different when you have that kind of money.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that, though. That seems like more work.
Like, I might enjoy cutting my grass. Who knows?
Oh, I enjoy cutting mine for sure. I dream of having 4 to 5 acres one day and a $10,000 lawnmower to mow it with.
Yeah, like that.
Like, I dream of that.
That would be cool.
I should have mowed grass for a living. I love doing that. I wish I would have. I love doing it.
Man,
I
do. The podcast you listen to.
It's just so seasonal.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so seasonal. It sucks. But I could mow grass.
Because then you got to start turning to snow plow. And then.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
And then, you know,
make money.
It doesn't snow.
I knew a guy who made $100,000 a year doing it.
And if it snows, you can make a ton of money.
Yeah, but he said if it didn't snow, he just had to
sit.
He was
fucked.
You have to sit on your money.
Yeah.
You got to make all your money in the summer. In the summer, he worked fucking 10, 12 hour days, 6 days a week, easily.
Oh, yeah.
But then in the wintertime, he would have it off.
Which
he would
is
just sit on his
cool
money.
Cool if you're good at that.
Yeah, and if you get a crew or a couple of crews of people work under you, make some money, you don't have to do anything.
True.
It's all about counts and buying stuff.
I mean, that's every business.
Business risk, correct. Basically what we're doing here. We're not really taking a risk. We put money into it, but it's not a huge risk.
It's not a huge risk.
We get some film going. We get them sunglasses on film. It's going to change everything.
Yo.
You got to check out this podcast. He's got, this guy's got some badass sunglasses.
Hell yeah, brother.
And he likes black girls. This is, he's this top notch.
I'm an enigma.
We could film ourselves going to McDonald's and ask him if we can work for 10 minutes. Go to the Germantown McDonald's. Hey, can I work the fryer for 10 minutes? I just want to work the McDonald's longer than Kamala.
Don't let her win, President Trump.
Yeah. Don't let her. Don't let. The one girl was like, don't let the United States become Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, we're going to make it great. We're going to keep it great. Like that line was not rehearsed at all. Oh, God. Anyway, the media jumped on his ass for going to McDonald's. Okay, I understand the media. They're a bunch of assholes. It is what it is. What some people said today on the podcast, which I thought was good, 20, 30, 40 years from now, people are going to open up political books and they're going to see that picture of him and McDonald's with the apron on, because he's such a fluid social candidate doing things like that that other people wouldn't do. Or like, you ever see Mitt Romney doing that or Barack Obama doing that? They would never fucking do that shit. Right. George Bush would never do something like that. Trump don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck. It's so great to watch.
It is wild.
It's entertaining. It's wild. Yeah, it's entertaining. Yeah, it is. It's fun to make fun of him. It's fun to try to impression him. It's fun to talk to people that are hurt by him. It's all fun.
Yo, Andrew Schultz, did you hear Schultz ask him about Shane?
Gillis?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he say about that?
He asked me, have you seen Shane's impression of you? And basically he was like, no. But then also kind of acknowledged it like 10 seconds later.
I think acknowledged it, but I don't think you've ever seen it. But I'm sure he's heard about it.
I think he's seen it. 100% I mean, he's seen it.
Think if you're a person that big, okay? Bro,
Kill Tony episode of Shane Gillis and Adam Ray as Trump and Biden.
I still haven't watched that. I need to watch that.
I mean, the views textbooks on that is fucking crazy. I want to look it up.
The amount of views on the video?
Yeah, how many views they have.
But if you were a figure like that and you had that many people following you, it's almost become like a cult figure, where some people do call it a cult. You know, cult,
100%. I think they're both as close to cults as
people
can be, both sides.
People would be showing you things all day long. Think about that. Your team, your family would be constantly showing you videos of people acting like you, things going on the trail, polls, what the news is saying. Like, it would be nonstop.
20 million.
20 million views on the YouTube?
Yeah.
For Kill Tony?
Yeah.
I seen that Tony was on Game Day.
Oh, yeah, he was.
That's cool. That was kind of cool. I saw a little bit of that there in the morning.
Apparently, Pat went to the mothership and watched Kill Tony.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He said that.
Or did he watch Kill? No, I think he just went
to the
mothership.
He watched the show or something. Yeah, but he said Tony was super
cool.
Kill
Tony was on Monday.
Because he knows Tony.
So.
It struck me that it would be, I thought about some of the people I would like to see on Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
Pat McAfee's one of them. For
100%.
Sure. I
watched his episode. He was on the Kelsey Brothers podcast.
Yes, I haven't seen that though. Not yet.
Yeah. Something Heights. What the fuck is it called?
Huber Heights?
I don't know. No.
New Heights?
New Heights. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Something. They just signed a big deal, didn't they? Big podcast deal?
That was, I mean, months ago, but yeah.
Did we ever talk about that?
I'm sure we did. It was a big deal.
How long was he on the show? Was it an hour?
No, it was like a 2.5 hour podcast. Kelsey, he wasn't on the whole one. They open up talking about like their weeks and shit, what they did, and then they brought him in. So his part in it was probably an 30? Hour and a half.
Oh, hour?
Yeah, it was still a solid long episode, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Kelsey Brothers signed landmark deal worth a reported $100 million for the New Heights podcast.
And Travis Kelsey just got paid by the Chiefs again. Mm-hmm. And Jason Kelsey is working at ESPN.
I saw him last night behind the desk. Yeah, it is ESPN. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And he was pretty good.
They're not short on cash.
No. It was pretty good to watch him talk to other people, though. Yeah, and they got the $100 million podcast deal.
Well, I don't know how you can't love Jason Kelsey.
Well, if you're listening,
I get not liking Travis.
If you're listening to this show and you'd like to license it, we'll take a little less than that. So just get a hold of us, the Flashburn Podcast at gmail.com. Yeah, let us know
for sure.
We'll cut you a break. This is the beginning, but we got a long way to go. But we'll cut you. You know, we'll work a little cheaper than that. I'd say if you could pay me $100,000 a year to do this, I'd probably hang up.
Yes, 100%.
Hang up everything else and just focus on what's going on here. That'd be fun. A lot of work. Be fun.
I mean, that would be so much awesome, better work.
Since we talked about Trump and McDonald's, that's the only thing we really had in news. We're 50 minutes in. Let's go ahead and move forward to the
50 minutes in
food. I know. It goes so fast. We're just sitting here bullshitting about
I keep telling you.
Fuck, we're 50 minutes in. This can't be a 3-hour show. It can be. But no one's going to listen to a 3-hour show of us.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
We should try sometime. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll have a Friday night. Yeah, the show never ends. On a Friday night, we'll get into Spencer's Bourbon out there. She has some nice stuff.
Just get fucked.
And we'll see if he wants to come over too. Hey, we're coming to your house Friday. Do you want to come hang out with us in the basement?
You want to hang out with us?
Yeah. In your fucking house, drinking your bourbon. You want to come over and hang out with us? Then we'll do like a 2-hour show and we'll just drink and get fucked up. Because I think getting a little bit of a buzz on the show while doing it would be fun.
It would be fun.
I've done it a couple of times, but you couldn't really tell. I could tell.
No.
I know when things start slowing down for me.
When you do it on Tuesday or Wednesday, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, you can't get zipped. It's like, you want to drink a little bit? You want to smoke a cigar? I got to go get my fucking kid when I leave here. I can't do any of that stuff.
I have to be responsible the night before, because if I'm not, I'm already irresponsible in the morning. You know what I mean? I don't need any help. Don't need any help.
You lay your stuff out for work every morning?
No.
No?
No.
I do. Erica does not. So you can imagine how the mornings go sometimes in my house. Not always great.
I'm only wearing either shorts or sweatpants to work and then a work t-shirt.
Every time we interact in the morning,
it's all you got to do is grab some socks and underwear, basically.
I easily get a text 30 minutes later. Is something wrong with you? Are you mad at me? Why are you being a grouch? Are you tired? Do you not feel good in the mornings? Do you have a headache? No. I've told you 100 times. Very nicely. You've been waking up next to me in a bed for 9 years now. You know in the morning at 5:30, I am lurch. Don't talk to me. Yeah. I can't focus. I'm like in a tunnel. Pee, deodorant, brush teeth, shorts, car keys, love you, bye. And that's it. Like, I just don't think about anything. This morning, prime example. She trying to find her shoes, walking around the house, talking to the dog, whistling some music, lights a fucking incense, packing her lunch. I'm like, what the fuck? Turn these lights off in this house.
Yeah, how
like,
are you that way in the morning?
Oh, man, she's so bubbly. Bouncing. Her and Gabby both bouncing around, bubbling, talking.
That's even worse.
Want to have full-blown conversations in the fucking morning. I'm like, I can't even focus right now.
Here's the difference between mine and your morning, okay? I do have to find my keys typically, sometimes my wallet.
My keys are hung up every night in the same spot. Yeah, my wallet
I literally tell myself I need to keep doing that.
Yeah, we got a key hanger.
I do it sometimes. And then I don't do it all the time.
My wallet's built into my phone, which is charging on my. Yeah, so I don't have to do that either.
Yeah.
I eliminated a lot of the adult things.
But very important. I'm basically a fucking grouch. I mean, you know, we get to work and we pass each other and almost never say anything.
We don't even look at each other.
Almost never.
So we do a podcast every week for 2 years straight. We've worked together for collectively 10, 11 years now.
Like that.
We pass each other at 6:04 in the morning in the shop, 5 feet from each other.
Like we've never met.
And we don't even look at each other. Don't even look at me.
It's a fact.
2 hours later, I'll walk down, good. Or you walk down, or I'll message you, or you message me, and we talk a little bit. In the morning, sometimes I'll look at you and be like, this is what we chose. I'll just keep walking. Yeah. We're here today. Let's get it done. Let's make it happen. It's going to be a good day. That's it. I don't talk in the morning.
Yeah, no.
She's the opposite.
Yeah, so I deal with the same thing. Except,
it's tough.
Except I don't have to listen and watch somebody be happy as fuck in the morning.
Yeah.
That would be, be irritating.
It makes me feel more grouchy.
Right, exactly.
Knowing that she's in a good mood and I'm not. Yeah. Like, it's just wild.
Like, how the fuck does she keep doing this?
She gets up. I'm like, damn, she's up at 4:15, 4:30. Takes a shower, hangs out with the dog, does her makeup and her hair. She smells good. Her clothes are, she dries her scrubs in the morning and stuff. And I'm like,
no.
Your routine is 1 hour and 15 minutes long. Mine is 19 minutes. From the time my alarm goes off to the time I walk out the door, it's usually a 10 to 12, 15-minute excursion at the most, in and out.
Yeah.
I'm in the car on the way to work. No music. I don't listen to music on the way to work.
Really?
Never.
But you listen to podcasts, though, don't you?
Podcast. Okay. But I've never listened to music on the way to work. It does nothing for me.
No, that actually does
turn it off.
I've thought about starting doing that more because that actually does help my mood.
Oh, so I just do a podcast just to ease my way into work, man. I'm trying to get all fucking. I'm just trying to look. I'm just trying to get in here and get dressed and just put my helmet on and just look busy.
My problem is I feel like I can't listen to music because I have too many fucking podcasts I want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not enough time.
Anyway, as I was saying 10 minutes ago, foodgasm section.
Damn. 10 minutes ago.
We just seem to be floating all over the place today. It's a free-flowing show. It's a free show. Free-flowing show. Next week, we'll have a little more structure, but not a whole lot, because after next week, is a huge show. Two things going on that we probably should cover next week. One is Halloween next Friday night.
Okay.
No, it's Thursday. 31st? Is that Thursday? I'm looking real quick. Somebody's telling me right now, but I can't hear them. Thursday. So Halloween, we can cover a little bit of Halloween. I don't know what to cover. Whatever we can cover now if you want. And then we have the election. So we definitely get to cover the election. Talk about it a little bit. You're looking at me like you don't want to do that. There's something to cover.
We're going to have to talk about it.
What, if fucking Trump go to SeaWorld? What the fuck are you going to talk about? I don't know. We'll come up with something. Anyway, go back to foodgasm. So you put Chicken Big Mac in here. She has had one. She likes them. Yeah, I'm not a Big Mac fan. I don't like the lettuce of the stuff on it, so I don't eat it.
Yeah, I'm just not. I've never been a Thousand Island person.
But there's a McDonald's Chicken Big Mac.
Yeah. Their chicken's bad, though.
You don't
like if it's just a regular McChicken.
Is their chicken a little gristly?
No, rough? It just feels.
I don't like
it's
it
like their nuggets. Their nuggets are not good either.
Oh, McDonald's nuggets are great. I disagree with you on that.
I don't know how you can like one and not like the other.
Because the nugget is never a gristle or never hard in the middle. Yeah, it's a little nugget.
Yeah, because it's all meat paste.
It's trash. Yes. Yeah, they grind the chicken up and they put it into we've seen what the fuck you're talking about. It's not good. And I know what chicken smells like, especially if it's been rotting for a couple days in a car. It's not good. Anyway, so then the chicken patties that they have usually, they're just not that great. You're right. I agree with you. But they do have a Chicken Big Mac, 59 grams of carbs, 55.3 net grams of carbs, 23 grams of fat, 25 grams of protein. That's solid. 550 calories. Not necessarily that great for you, but, we're not eating McDonald's for health.
No, Dad, definitely not.
We ate it because Trump worked there. That's why we ate
it. I ate it today because of the $5 meal deal.
That's exactly what I had for lunch.
That's not bad.
Yeah, because Tom got in the car. I'm like, hey, I'm going to McDonald's. He's like, all right. I said, I think it's a $5 meal deal. He's like, yeah, what's the meal deal? I said, well, you get the McDouble. You get four chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
You get a small fry.
Yeah.
Or medium. No, small.
Small.
Small. Not much there, but it's enough. And then you get a drink. So you get a taste of like all four.
For $5 is not bad.
For $5.10, I get a taste of all four things I like at McDonald's. Their Coke Zero is awesome. Their double cheeseburger is great.
You can also...
Chicken nuggets and fries are fire.
Switch out for McChicken if that's what you prefer to.
I've never had a McChicken, but Erica says to try one. I've had their chicken sandwiches.
I have, but that's only because
not the actual McChicken.
They screwed up my order and gave me someone else's order.
And you just ate it.
Yeah.
I think you were here when you did that or at my house.
No, I was at... It was an old place we worked at on the second shift.
And then there was a huge trending... I don't have TikTok. I'm probably going to put us back on TikTok here soon and get the video going.
TikTok.
Huge trending thing about this Chili's Nashville Heat mozzarella sticks. Everybody on TikTok talked about how great they are and they're just amazing and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, we could try them. So we go to Chili's Sunday night.
Chili's isn't bad.
I had the doors off the Jeep and the panels off trying to air it out. Switch over to Richmond, Indiana, trying to let it air out. It helped a little bit until you put them back on. Anyway, so we tried the mozzarella sticks. Okay. I don't know. It didn't. It just didn't. I don't know.
Just mozzarella sticks?
They're huge. They're mozzarella logs.
See, I don't like it when it's too much.
A lot of cheese.
That throws off the ratio. That throws off the ratio.
Oh, there's a lot of cheese. And then the breading's got the Nashville hot sauce around. Stuff around. It's pretty good. I mean, the sauce itself is okay. You get six of them. Beside the thing on the menu, this is what caught my attention. And I'm not trying to lose weight right now, even though I should be.
I've been bad at it lately, too.
I've been real bad. I'm like 306 again. I was all the way down under 300. I'm going the wrong direction.
I was at 280. I'm probably back.
Comes to find out when you're happy and you're
you're fucking. I'm gonna get the dessert.
Like we eat like shit all the time because we're just like, oh, let's go eat in our bed. We already talked about it.
You sent me a fucking. By the way, was that Spencer in there too? I don't have his number.
I sent you and Spencer a picture of me eating in bed, what, Friday night or Saturday night?
I was like, I believed you, dude. You didn't need to give me proof.
You said, like, you have this improv. Anyway, what I noticed about these Nashville hot mozzarella shareables from Chili's is the calorie content for six of them.
I bet it's good.
3,350 calories. I'm not a mathematician, but 3,000 divided by 6 is 500. That's so
a lot of calories.
I ate two of them. The first one I ate just to try. The second one I ate to make it look like I actually kind of liked them. Because she's like, you don't like them, do you? I'm like, oh, they're okay. No, I don't like them. But I'll eat them with you, honey. Anyway, I ate two of them. Two of them is 1,000 calories. Half of my calorie intake for the whole fucking day was those two. Then you add in the two big tall beers I had, and I'm done eating for the day. That's it.
Yeah, you were.
That's bad.
You definitely were over that day.
306 right there. That's exactly why. Yeah, that's. I was over at the meal, not even counting what I ate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for lunch or breakfast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Easy.
And I got up Saturday morning and went to Burger King for breakfast.
What's your obsession with Burger King for breakfast?
Well, the last time I went to Burger King breakfast, they were fucking closed in Inglewood. It pissed me off.
So you went back?
No, I drove a Salem Road.
No, I'm saying you went back this week.
Yes, I went back, gave him a second chance. Wasn't a good idea. I was in line for 15 minutes, three cars.
Yeah.
Once I got through the fucking window and paid, I've been there for 20 minutes in my car, okay?
Jesus Christ.
Can you pull around the side? We'll bring it out to you.
Bro, I can't believe you fucking brought this up.
Pissed. I was so pissed.
I'm what so happened? Sick of that third fucking window, dude.
This is the food section. Here we go, baby. What are you sick of? The third window at what, McDonald's?
Yeah, wherever, but mostly McDonald's.
So I've noticed at McDonald's, if you get the fucking quarter pounders, they have to freshly make those because they don't have them sitting around. You're going to the third window. Guaranteed every time.
I mean, goddamn, the person in front of me.
Every time.
The person in front of me got an entire fucking, like, family meal. It was like two bags, two fucking kids. Whatever those fucking
but they got theirs instantly because they got the easy shit.
Jesus Christ.
You went through and got something custom or cool and you had to
all
wait.
I did.
What'd you change? You changed something.
Double quarter pounder.
Oh, see, stop. That's it.
You could get with ketchup.
You got a quarter.
That's it.
Yeah, but they have to fry the quarter pounder things fresh, which is why you instantly.
They are fresher.
In Brookville, so as I say quarter pounder, that third light lights up. The window lights up. You know you're going.
It pisses me off so much.
Drove around to the side of the building, sitting in the car. 10 minutes go by. This girl comes out, gives this guy his food,
Oh, God. Boiling. Then
this 75, possibly 80-year-old woman comes out with my food, and I'm like, oh, my God. Now I feel like a fat, lazy fuck. And she hands me my food, and she says, here you go, dear. I said, thank you very much. She said, I clocked in a little early today, so I decided I was just going to help him out in there. I was like, have a good day. I appreciate it. What am I supposed to say? I don't know what to say. I'm like, oh, I appreciate it. Have a nice day.
You think she's working there because she has to or she wants to?
Probably has to, unfortunately.
Think so?
Yeah, a lot of them people drawing Social Security, they can't fucking afford everything.
I know, but I feel like if I was that old, I mean, it depends on how much family, I guess.
I don't know her life story.
Yeah, but maybe I'll ask next working time, because you want to and not because you need to is different.
Sure. Very different. The way
like
that
you, if that's maybe that's her like her biggest social event.
The way she said she had to clock, she clocked in early. Tells me probably because she has to. I should have given her a tip or something. I felt bad. Like what a fucking. I've been here 20. Erica calls me in the home. She's like, "Are you good?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Okay, you've been gone like 35 minutes, and you're just now coming back to Brookville." I said, that Burger King sucks. She's like, "You know that? Why did you go?" She said, "Wasn't it closed last weekend?" I said, I know. I tried to give him another chance. I said, some 90-year-old woman come outside, gave my food. She goes, oh, my God. She started laughing. It's like, I know. That's what I get. I tried again. But anyway, the cheese sticks, they're not that great. So much for going viral. And they look good, but I just, There's too much cheese. The hot sauce is not that great.
Yeah, you can't.
The seasoning, I just couldn't get into it.
If I'm you like, go much like bigger them. Than a regular no. mozzarella stick, it's going to be.
Now, keep in mind, I have a palate of a 4 year old. My 4 year old palate's not great.
To be fair, I probably would. If they're Nashville hot, yeah, then I probably wouldn't like them either.
Just couldn't get into them. I just like, oh no, I'm a little disappointed because she kind of hyped them up. Then we watched a couple of videos on TikTok and these women are like, oh, these are so good. Oh my God. I took a bite of them like, what's so disappointing?
Marketing gotcha, baby.
Marketing got us. Yeah, they were also like $9 or $12 fucking dollars, too. They weren't cheap.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, and they're full of fucking calories. I'm like, I'm going to feel like shit. They're expensive. They don't taste good. I tried. I told her I'd try. I tried.
You tried.
I'm trying to try some new food every now and then, you know?
You should.
Cheese sticks with hot sauce is the change.
Next, escargot.
What's next?
Escargot.
What's that?
You don't know what escargot is?
Escargill?
Escargot.
What's escargot?
It's snails.
Oh, hell no. I don't even eat fucking mushrooms. I don't eat that shit. You really eat snails?
Yeah, I tried them on a cruise I went on.
She eats oysters. No.
Rockefeller oysters. Or oysters Rockefeller.
I watched them crack them things open, and it looks like a big old pot of big old thing of slime.
It does,
100%
it does.
And they just in their mouth, and I'm just like.
I've never had them like that. I went down to my cousin's house, and he made them in the smoker, and then like he put some shit on it, cooked it. It was fucking delicious.
The oysters were?
Yeah, it actually was. I was shocked.
I don't know.
I expected to hate it.
I can't taste it. Everything I eat out of the water tastes like fish. So I just can't do it. I know it is fish basically, but I'm just saying like I
yeah,
I
but also like even most crab, shit if it a lot of shit if it smells like fish it's probably not that great. Seriously,
brings me to another point my dad used to say.
But I do like tuna.
If it smells like fish, make it a dish. If it smells like cologne, you probably should leave it alone. Fucking dumb. He's telling me that shit, and I was so young, I don't even know what it meant. And then I finally got older, I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. If it smells like fish, my ass leaves it alone. I don't agree with him at all. We're on the different pages here. It's not supposed to smell like that. I promise you.
Yeah.
It's not. Okay? Promise. The story. Eric and I have had that conversation. She's like, have you ever, like, gone down and, like, smelled? I'm like, fuck. Gone down. I didn't have to go down.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, you never fucking know what you're going to get into.
Yeah.
Thank God those days are over. Let's move on to the music section. I get sick with oysters and dirty. It's gross. I bet your African queen didn't smell, did she?
Who knows?
You probably just smelled rubber.
Smelled whatever she had on.
Oh, I'm sure she smelled like cologne, but you obviously didn't leave it alone. That's beside the point. Liam Payne has passed away. He is one of these founding members of some little band called One Direction. I know, but not a small band. It was a joke. According to NBCNews.com, reading my first article of the show an hour and 7 minutes in. I'm impressed. Liam Payne reportedly had pink cocaine in his system at time of his death.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Interesting drug. An initial toxicology report has found the former One Direction star had multiple drugs in his body at the time of his death.
What were they?
Liam Payne, the former One Direction singer, had multiple drugs in his system when he fell to his death from a hotel balcony in Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires. Several local and international news outlets have now reported. An initial toxicology report revealed the British singer, who died age 31, had drugs in his system at the time of the death, including pink cocaine, according to a report from ABC News on Monday. The recreational drug typically includes a combination of MDMA, which is Molly, ketamine, and methamphetamine. Broadcaster Toto Noticias and several other Argentine media outlets, as well as TMZ, also said the preliminary report found evidence of exposure to cocaine, along traces of methamphetamines, ketamine, MDMA, benzodiazepines, crack cocaine.
Hell yeah.
Despite its name, law officials say pink cocaine rarely has any cocaine in it, and the pink comes from food coloring.
That's weird. Why would you just put food coloring in it?
Bridget Brennan, the special narcotics prosecutor from New York, told NBC News in an interview in August the pink cocaine contains a mixture of substances. It is typical with a lot of other drugs out in the streets, which is why you should not be doing street drugs. You can't trust anybody no more. Don't be stupid. The final toxicology report not expected to be made public for some weeks with no public confirmed date for release. Payne died short after... Cheesy. Wow, I chopped that one up. Payne died shortly after a hotel receptionist called 911 to report that a distressed guest who was intoxicated with alcohol and drugs was breaking the whole room. She says, quote, "The guest is in a room that has a balcony, and, well, we are a little afraid that he might do something life-threatening." So apparently the guy was just tearing up the fucking hotel room. Well, you know, you mix ketamine and meth and... benzos and cocaine and alcohol and Molly.
What?
You're going to, right. You're going to come up with some, yeah. The emergency health services confirmed to Telemundo that Payne fell from the balcony of his third floor room at the hotel. Found dead a few minutes after the 911 call out front. Payne had 25 injuries compatible with those produced by a fall from that height, and his cause of death was polytraumatism, which is internal and external hemorrhage. He achieved global fame with English-Irish boy band One Direction. They were formed in 2010 by Simon Cowell. So, I don't know.
He got too fucked up.
He's worth
Was anyone there?
I look up his net worth.
Or was it just him? It
looked like he was by himself in the room. His net worth is $59 million.
Yeah.
If you're worth that much money, why are you doing so many drugs?
Because he's not happy. Because money doesn't fix everything.
I know. Yeah. Believe me.
Just fix some.
You're not the first, person who's told me that. a lot of people think if I won the lottery, I'd be dead. Possibility. Don't know for sure, but I just, man, like,
gonna visit Argentina anytime soon.
Why you want to get so? No, why would you want to go out of the country at all?
Well, he's European. They're used to going out of the country. He's British.
They have a wife. They have a wife and kids. I don't know the story.
I don't know.
I don't think so either. He dated her. Let's see. That was separated. The couple ended their second time. Until his death. He's been in a relationship with influencer Kate Cassidy. No kids. He owned homes in Malibu, California, and Sheree, but listed them for sale in 2020 and 2021, respectively. Supporter of the West Bromwich Albion football team. Struggled with alcohol most of his life. Struggles with suicide ideation. Whew. Boy. He was interviewed by Logan Paul for his podcast, and he was recorded while intoxicated.
Nice.
Damn. Rest in peace to him. Some people know who that guy is in One Direction. I don't know who either one of them are. Probably have heard a One Direction song somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then you got some Britney Spears news. I was going to pull it up. You said you had it. Feel free to let us know what's going on with her. Back in the news.
Huh?
She's back in the news?
She married herself. So.
Speaking of drugs. Okay. So.
She's. Yeah, we fucked up, I think, is what happened. Maybe she should have been in a conservatorship.
She should have stayed in it. She should have probably stayed in it.
She probably should have stayed in it.
A lot of people said that.
Yeah.
She's not stable.
She decided to marry herself in one of her IG posts, which was a little bizarre. And then...
extremely bizarre.
And then celebrated by putting on one of her yellow bikinis out by the pool and started ripping heaters.
Ripping heaters out of the pool?
Beside the pool.
So the heaters that are beside the pool to heat the water, she started ripping the heaters up?
You've never heard that, like, term?
Obviously not.
Smoking. She's smoking cigarettes.
She's smoking ripping cigarettes. Heaters. Oh, so she got her...
She's ripping heaters.
Boy, I thought she was, like, ripping the fucking... No. I thought she was, like, having a legit breakdown. So then she got her bikini on and went outside and smoked some cigarettes.
Yeah.
TMZ article... Britney Spears is flipping the script and putting herself first after a few marriage misfires, dropping a bizarre post where she revealed that she actually married herself. In classic Britney style, she shared one of her signature disjointed clips Sunday. So she's still on IG doing these clips?
Yeah, I basically just told you. I don't know why you would read the article.
I'm just reading over the article to myself. I'm sorry. My bad. There's more in the article, I'm sure.
That's about it. She's just weird.
Rocking a white lace slip dress and veil. spilling the tea in the caption that her fairy tale "I do" to herself actually went down a little while back.
What she says what? One of the best things she's ever decided to do.
What has ruined Britney Spears? You want to talk about that?
Disney, probably.
Disney.
I think her sister's coming out with another show.
Drugs? Have drugs ruined her?
Well, yeah, but Disney led to drugs.
What kind of drugs do you think she's doing to act like that? Like to dance with knives and cut yourself and all that stuff?
That's too many drugs over time. You just start to be crazy.
I think she's fried too. I think she went on some kind of trip and never came back.
Probably.
Still tripping. I don't know
She's done ayahuasca?
Oh, I'm sure.
With Aaron?
Well, I'd have to ask him. Maybe. You never know. Aaron probably gets around. Quietly, but probably does his thing.
Yeah, probably quietly.
But she used to be a smoke show. And now you look at her pictures of her and you're like, is that the same girl?
Yeah.
Like, did she get a bunch of work done? She
certainly hasn't aged like Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston didn't age at all. But yeah, true, she doesn't even look like the same person. Are we sure this is not a clone? Or something going on here?
There's another conspiracy theory that's probably thought of a lot.
Oh, I've seen it. Sure, I've seen it. What is this article? Taylor Swift pens letter to Dave Portnoy to thank him because he had her back when others didn't.
I don't know. Didn't see it.
He got a hand letter written from her. Taylor's brother Austin delivered it to him before going to a concert. Portnoy was so excited. His BFF's podcast posted the letter Sunday on Instagram. What a gift from Taylor Swift to still present last night. Eras Tour on the front. It said Dave. On the back, it was a green wax seal highlighting her lucky number 13. She is the devil, as we have seen. She was happy he was going to attend her show Saturday and thanked him for always being so supportive, so loyal, for having her back when other people didn't. This bitch is on TV. I don't get started with fucking Taylor Swift. She's like on something the other day, last week, complaining about her life and how things have been such a struggle for her.
All right.
She's worth $1 billion.
Again, money doesn't solve everything.
If anyone had $1 billion, I would like to think it would solve the majority of your problems very quickly.
Yeah, a lot of things for sure.
99%. And if you got some mental things going on with the drugs and the drinking and the suicide ideation stuff, can you hire somebody to talk to that would professionally step you off the ledge?
You could.
Maybe we don't understand this.
I think you don't understand that people are complicated. All people are complicated.
I do understand that. I don't understand this, though. Is this the complication we're talking about?
Yeah, probably.
And Jelly Roll quits Instagram. Twitter. Might as well pull up that post. I'll read it to you. And then a couple hours later, he starts promoting a show that he's doing. So he's not quitting that far. I think the guy is a closet, straight up fucking liberal that just doesn't like people. I don't know for sure. It's not a political thing. Maybe he's a conservative and don't like people. We don't know.
He's probably got views of both.
So he says,
considering he's deeply religious as well.
Basically, what I understand is he posted this picture and said, "This is crazy." This is a picture of Wolfgang Van Halen, Chad Smith of Red Hot Chili Peppers, him, Maynard of Tool, one of my favorite singers, Jack Black, and the bass player of Metallica. And he got roasted in the comments.
Oh.
For the picture. Jack Black's looking comfortable, real uncomfortable. Hanging out with Jack Black's, you're a pussy, fuck Jack Black. These are the comments on X, okay? He responded to somebody and said, Jack Black hung out with us for 10 hours in the green room. Coolest, most comfortable dude I've ever met in my life, LOL. Then, an hour later, he posts this. This is for sure, this is Jelly Roll on X. This is for sure the most toxic native app to ever exist, period, LOL. This place is different, man. I always heard it was the Wild West on here, but man, it's insane. It's a safe place for everyone to say mean shit to each other with no consequences. I'm out, LOL. Then he posts a thing about his tour coming up, and this video was posted an hour ago. Free food for anyone downtown in LA, in Little Rock.
In case you missed the memo, here's the short version. When I first started coming to Little Rock, Arkansas, I played a place called Sticky Chicken Check. It had 200 people. I sold it out. I was so proud. The next time I came, I played a place called The Rev Room right here behind me. Right next to it's a place called Gus's Chicken. We ate Gus's Chicken every time we played the Rev Room. I played that place 10 times. You come to Gus's Chicken in Little Rock, Arkansas today, the food is on me, baby. Come get you a meal. This one's on me to honor our...
Apparently he's okay. Not out of X. He's still here.
No.
He's still tweeting.
Either that or what he meant, he was trying to say was he's not engaging afterwards. Like, Rogan does the same shit. You know, he talks about posting and ghosting. Yeah, go ahead, post, and then don't look at it anymore.
Post and ghost, is that what he does?
Why would you look at it?
Yes, he should do that.
So that's probably what he's doing.
I would have, so he's just not looking at it, probably.
Yeah, and, or reading comments or any of that shit.
X and Twitter is the wild, wild west. You agree.
There's wild shit on there.
Get on there and talk shit to people. You can see pictures of things you don't want to see.
Or videos.
You can see videos of things you don't want to see. You can see videos of things you do want to see.
Yeah.
You can look at all kinds
of
things.
You can see it all.
And the comments are usually not necessarily watched over. So,
yeah.
You get called a fat ass online. It is what
it change, also depends on what you engage in.
Change your profile picture.
There's plenty of positive shit on the internet. Most people just seek out the negative.
They want the negative.
It's 100% true.
That's usually how it works.
So
we wish Jelly Roll the best. We hope he gets it figured out. If you don't want to be on X, you can come on this show and talk to us about it. Well, I'll send him a tweet, see if he responds. We'll take a shot in the dark. Let's do some sports.
351! Rover, shit! Hush!
I'm not a baseball fan, as you know, but the stage is set.
The World Series is here.
It is set. It's going to be, shockingly, I know everybody's shocked. Everybody watching this show right now is shocked that the two teams in the World Series are two of the teams that have the most money on their roster. I know.
That is wild.
I know. You're shocked by that, right? That's why I don't watch baseball. We already know. We've already talked about that. We don't have to bring it up. You know, I know.
The Marlins have won championships, though.
Yeah. Yankees-Dodgers, game one is Friday night at 8:08, and it is in L.A. Game one's in L.A., game two's in L.A., game three, Friday, Saturday. Game three goes to Monday, four goes to Tuesday. If you're into baseball, that's what's going on. World Series, Yankees-Dodgers, I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say the Dodgers win.
Shohei Ohtani?
Ohtani. Do they have Ohtani? Dodgers have Ohtani, right? Yeah. Okay. I think the Dodgers are going to win.
And he's been incredible.
Has he ever won a World Series?
The playoffs have been great. What?
Has he won a World Series?
No. This is the first year he's ever made it to the playoffs.
Oh, okay. He was on the
LA Angels ever since he's been in the majors, and they also have Mike Trout, who's also one of the best baseball players in the world, and they couldn't make the playoffs.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ohtani's he's a different guy.
It's wild.
He is wild. It's fun to watch. I've watched a little bit of it. I'm like, this guy really is fucking good.
I haven't watched games, but I've definitely watched clips.
He's really that good.
And the clips from just the playoffs in general, including Ohtani, have been phenomenal.
The shit he's gotten done and accomplished, it's just... His nickname is Showtime. I'm not shocked by that. He's married. I know he's married. Is he married? He's married to a former professional basketball player. Mamiko Tanaka. Mamiko Tanaka. He also has a lot of money. Signed a massive contract.
6 years, $700 million, something like that. Or 10 years, $700 million maybe.
Yeah, didn't they stretch it out so they could pay him X amount certain times or something? They do. And they did the contract a certain way.
I don't know.
So not to pay him so much money up front. Well,
I mean, maybe, but I think it's all guaranteed.
Yes, it is guaranteed. Speaking of guaranteed.
Pretty great.
You want to talk about guaranteed money? There's a player that has been griped on for years. Because he took a very big guaranteed contract.
Oh,
and I gotcha. He tore his Achilles. I watched it. It was pretty wild to see. Deshaun Watson is out for the year.
Done.
With a torn Achilles. Browns fans are dying inside.
Booed when he came out. Cheered when he was going off on the cart.
Did they cheer him when he came?
Oh,
when he
fuck went on the cart? Yeah, they did. And then Myles Garrett got upset and fucking talked on the podium about how he's been such a good guy throughout his college and most of his professional year. Which, if you're going to say the word most, that's doing a lot of heavy lifting considering he's had, what, like 30-some?
33, we're 33 now?
Settlements.
Something like that. He just keeps paying these bitches off.
Massage people.
Lucky for him, massage people are broke or he'd be real fucked. I'm just saying. He signed a 5-year, $230 million contract. $45 million signing bonus, $230 million is completely guaranteed. His cap hit next year.
It's like 70-some million, I think.
It's
or 140 million. Maybe it drops to 70-some at the year after. I'm looking
for the actual numbers here.
It's a lot.
24 cap hit was 27.9. 25 cap hit 72.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
26 cap hit is 72.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is. It's 140 overall, but 70
so, year, this year. What next is year. The max or NFL next year, the year after. Cap? 255 a team.
Yeah, so that he's accounting next year, for a quarter of it or something?
Holy fuck. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about the percentages there. Quick math would be roughly 33%, 38, 40% of the entire fucking roster of the money to the Browns next year. So that's why they're booing him.
Yeah, it's about 30.
And if you 30, try to get rid 30, of 33%. If you try to get rid of him, they have to eat the contract to pay it. They're stuck with him.
Yes.
Right? They don't have a choice.
Like, people are proposing that they... Well, I mean, now I don't even know how they would even trade him.
He's locked you? In. You can't. No one's going to eat that to take him next year.
Well, not only that, they'll but he's also it. Just torn his fucking Achilles.
Yeah, he's worthless now.
And I don't know, like...
Man, when he went down...
Kirk's had an okay year. Aaron's not had a great year. So, and... Deshaun wasn't having a good year at all.
No, he was not.
Well, Stephen A. Smith they might have to give away a first round pick and still eat the contract to get rid of Deshaun Watson.
Boy.
Meanwhile, they got fucking Jameis, who seems like everyone wants. DTR came out and didn't have a very good game either.
No, he didn't look good.
But Jameis is the emergency quarterback.
Jameis did something. He scored a touchdown, didn't he?
Did he end up coming in?
I think he did come in. Yeah, I think he scored a touchdown too. Yeah, but he came in and scored a touchdown. My brother was like, they need to put Jameis in.
Yeah, they didn't even have. I was like, he wasn't even the second string quarterback.
Yeah, he's third. And that DTR dude did not look good at all.
No, did not.
So the Browns are fucked as they have been for the last God knows how many years. Yeah, they're screwed. Sorry to say. But it is what it is. The Bengals win. Not great, but they won because Deshaun tore his Achilles, so that helped, obviously. They finally got a win. Nick Chubb
scored a touchdown.
Nick Chubb is back.
That was cool.
I saw that. The Pack won.
Yes, it did.
And Dallas lost to the bye week this week. So
three turnovers and still won.
I had four different people send me the Dallas score versus the bye week this week. So thanks to Jason Watson, you're an asshole. Kevin Dietz, you're an asshole. Russ Taylor, you're an asshole. Appreciate that. My brother, or sorry, my cousin Joe, you're an asshole. Dallas plays the 49ers Sunday night. Gonna be a rough game.
Think so?
I'm gonna have to block my buddy Kevin Dietz off my phone because he's gonna blow me up because he's a huge 49ers fan. Yeah, it's gonna be a rough game. What do you mean? I think so. Did you see them play Detroit?
He got fucking smoked.
What the Detroit's fuck? Good. And Detroit is good. But God, they didn't even put up a fight. And now they're going to play the Niners on Sunday night in front of everybody.
Yeah, but the Niners are hurt. Ayuk's out. Yeah. Debo has pneumonia.
I think McCaffrey's out too.
McCaffrey's been out all season.
Yeah, he's always out.
He might not ever play football.
Brock Purdy didn't look very good this weekend. They got beat by the Chiefs.
He didn't look great.
He looked a little rough.
Chiefs do have pretty good defense, though.
Chiefs do look pretty good.
I mean, they're only an undefeated team, even though Patrick Mahomes has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns.
That's crazy.
Isn't that a wild stat?
How is that possible? It's crazy stuff.
Fucking Tom came up and he was like,
crazy.
Why does everyone think the Chiefs are so good? I was like, I don't know, because they're fucking undefeated and they haven't even played well yet.
Well, let's start with their record. That would tell you that they're pretty good.
I mean, I'm not saying they've necessarily played the hardest competition.
No. But, man, Dallas Sunday is going to be rough to watch, I'm sure.
We play the Jags.
You guys play the Jags.
Yeah.
You got a few Jaguar fans that listen to the show.
Yeah.
So you guys get to give yourselves shit back and forth Sunday.
Well,
that'll be fun.
I mean, to be honest, I have the only thing to lose because I think they've pretty much given up on the season. So
they should probably after one more loss. I would give up too.
Hasn't been.
It's been ugly. Not great.
So now this feels like classic trap game.
At least they won Sunday. They needed that. They beat the shit out of the Patriots. The Patriots are a good team.
Beat the shit out of them.
They did. They looked good, actually. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, maybe this team's getting back together.
Their rookie wide receiver is he's for real. He's good.
I remember the guy's name, but I'm sure.
Brian Robinson Jr., I think. I think it's Brian.
I'm sure. I don't remember. We can talk about that one next week. That'll be interesting. The pack and the bags. Burger Gang. This is an interesting one. So,
oh, well, we kind of already talked about it.
Yeah, we, well, did we talk about it here?
Yeah. I think so. Aaron Rodgers' booger.
Supposedly he ate his booger so it looked that way. He kind of flipped his nose. And then you see his fingers together, and he kind of rubs them by his face. I don't know what he was doing for sure.
If he didn't, I don't think it looks like he actually picked his nose.
I don't think so either.
But look, I don't know, like, but I don't know what else you would be doing either. You know what I mean?
The optics ain't great. they're not. The way he did it, the way they filmed it, didn't turn out that.
And they lost to fucking Russ.
Yeah, and then Russell Wilson looks like trash first half.
Yeah, he did.
Halftime, I go to bed, they're 15-12.
I was like, they got to put Justin Fields back in.
Not much going on. Steelers didn't look good. Jets were just barely holding on. Then I wake up Monday morning, and I was like, wait a minute, what?
I'll tell you what, if Justin Fields learns how to throw the moon ball like Russ does to Pickens, he probably would still have the starting job.
37-15. Russell Wilson's back.
That's my fantasy football defense, and they got me negative 6 points.
I hate it. Well, really? All the Jets?
Yeah, Jets. It was not good.
I hate it because Russell Wilson is playing for Steelers. It's not good. It's a bad situation.
Listen, all they need is bring Jordy Nelson out of retirement and get him on the field.
I've heard that.
Yeah. There's some good memes. Some good memes.
Be interesting to see if the Steelers actually keep it together or not. Mike Tomlin's a great coach, though. They always figure out where to win.
I think the Jets' upcoming schedule is
rough.
No, I think it's favorable. I thought this was the rough part.
Oh, this is the rough part?
I thought
it was getting harder for the Jets.
Interesting. I want to say they play like Carolina and shit. But I could be wrong.
I ordered a fucking Van Halen's drummer wrote a book about him and Eddie, and I ordered it last week, and it shipped today from Arizona. Damn. Gonna take forever to get here.
Like 2 days, probably.
Probably 3 to 4. I got the cheap shipping. I was not paying $25 to get it here quickly. I'm not in that big of a hurry. The pack wins. Bengals win. We covered that. Dallas lost to the bye week. We covered that. NASCAR update. What's going on with NASCAR? I have no clue what the fuck's going on. I haven't watched anything.
I'm so salty.
Uh-oh. What happened? Your boy out?
Okay, so Blaney gets into a wreck during practice. They fix his car. He has to start at the back of the pack. This is at Las Vegas. So starting at a deficit. Gets collected in an accident. So he's basically just running around all day, just trying not to lose any more points. And then ends up helping Logano draft as he's laps down, which he's his teammate, so I understand why he did it. It makes it more difficult for Blaney to get to the next round because someone that he could potentially pass is guaranteed to get into the next round.
Right.
And so Logano fucking wins basically on a gas mileage race. And fuck. Like... Blaney's probably out. He has to win. He probably has to win one of the next two races, which he has done. He won Martinsville last year at this time, and he's won at Homestead. But he's got to win one of the next two to get to the round of four, I think.
To stick around. Otherwise, he's done.
Yeah, and fucking now Logano's in the fucking round of four, which sucks. That fucking sucks.
You don't like Logano, do you?
No, fuck Logano. I hate that guy.
I noticed that.
God damn it.
You say that about every week.
And Tyler Reddick, I know. Tyler Reddick fucking got, it was his fault. He fucking stuck his car in a spot that he probably shouldn't have.
Whoops.
And so he actually caused the wreck that fucking caught Blaney up. And yeah. I'm
not a great week in NASCAR for you.
Yeah. NASCAR was, thank God the Packers won. And we got a fucking kicker now. Holy shit.
I heard that.
Yeah, thank God.
McManus?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard he's all right.
Oh, my God.
He kicked for somebody else last couple years and did decent.
That was the thing I felt like, because I feel like the defense is playing a lot better. Like, they fucking play with an attitude and a fucking...
I didn't watch the game.
That's so good. It's so much fun. There's so much fun to watch.
Michigan lost Saturday. They're 24th now. Who else? And Indiana's on a roll. They're undefeated.
Game day next week.
Beat the fuck out of Nebraska.
Game day this week.
Who are they playing?
Fuck, who are they playing? It's not, I don't think it's a huge,
not a big
opponent, but
they Washington, also, they're favored by 6.5.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Washington.
Is so Washington ranked? Washington is ranked, aren't they?
They're not.
They're not?
According to this, they're not.
Oh.
Who else? Let's see. I was trying to give you a little bit of
Penn State, Ohio State, Penn State.
Ranked. Ohio State plays Saturday. Nebraska, favored by 25.5 at home.
Oh, yeah, I think Penn State might be next week.
Michigan plays Michigan State, they're only favored by 4. And my buddy Shock's coming in this weekend. I think he's going to the Halloween party. Because I think he's going to the Ohio State game.
Sick.
Who else? What was the big game last week? Texas.
Texas and
Georgia?
Yeah, that's right, I think.
Right? I watched that one. That was pretty good. Georgia kind of flatlined them, actually.
Yeah.
Tennessee beat Alabama. That was an interesting one to watch, 24-17. So yeah, Georgia beat Texas 30-15. Texas was number one, assuming that'll change next week.
No, I guess that changes the next day. Sunday's the rankings come out.
Oh, so the rankings already out.
Yeah.
So Georgia's, it shows on here, Texas number one's probably changed by now.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills beat the Titans. We saw that. The Colts beating Dolphins, even though the two is supposed to come back next week. Not sure how that's going to work out. We'll find out. Vikings lost to the Lions, who are seemingly the best team in the NFC. Packers beat the Texans, who are seemingly close to the best team in the NFC. Seahawks beat the Falcons. Eagles beat the Shell of the Giants. Eagles and Bengals, 1 o'clock Sunday. We sold our tickets, unfortunately. We're going trick-or-treating instead. Not necessarily my choice. The Commanders are still rolling, but Jane Daniels, I guess, is hurt. Rib injury, last I heard. Day to day. No update on that yet. Rams beat the Raiders. Raiders have officially given up on their season. They're 2-5. And Aiden O'Connell broke his thumb, so now it's Gardner Minshew who threw, I think, 4 picks Sunday.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, he's not doing great. Chiefs won. We talked about that. Steelers won. We already talked about that one, too.
College AP poll, top 25. I'll just do the first 5. Oregon 1, Georgia 2, Penn State 3, Ohio State 4, and Texas 5.
Damn, Oregon's number 1 now?
Yeah.
I hate that. I'm not happy about that.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah, it's not great. It is what it is, but it's not great.
There's a big tournament at the end of the season, so we'll see.
There is a big tournament at the end of the season. It's going to be fun to watch.
Uh-huh.
Something different. That's all sports. We didn't really cover almost any news. We freestyled the whole damn show, basically.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to try to get a guest on next week. Mix it up again. Okay. Find somebody. I don't know who. We're in Germantown now, so it's a little less central. But it's still kind of central to Dayton and stuff, so it's not terrible.
It's the same. For me, it's the same distance here to your house.
To my house? I figured so, yeah.
It's a big-ass fucking triangle between here, your house, and my house, so.
Yeah, you're saving yourself like 30 minutes of driving time every week by coming here.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Shout out to Spencer and Sam again for letting us come down here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now I'm trying to get an election party together down here. I think I'm going to take off the next day and stay up all night.
You should just, that's when you should set up a live stream and then just have your phone sitting in front of the TV.
Not a bad idea.
And then have all the mics in the living room just at random couches.
Not a bad idea. Could do a live podcast of the stream of the election.
You could.
Yeah, but if I do that, then we're doing politics.
Yeah, but it's a special, you're just doing this, it's a live stream one time.
Maybe I'll be like, fair warning. This show is about politics. Yeah. You may not like my political views, and that's okay. You're allowed to come on the show and talk about your political views if you want. But this week, tonight, on the special report, we're going to talk about politics. We should do that. I think I'll get that together.
I don't want any part of it, but you should.
Why don't you want to do that? What is wrong with politics in you? Are you afraid? What are you scared of? You don't like politics?
No, listen, I'm libertarian.
Okay, so you do like politics because you are describing yourself as something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but you don't like politics. You don't want to talk about it?
I don't necessarily want to. Well, first of all,
you're ready for the election to be over because you're tired of the fucking ads.
That is one of
them. I am too. They're everywhere.
Jesus fucking
you
Christ.
You can't avoid them. It's nonstop, dude. I've seen Sherrod Brown's fucking face so many times the last 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And I got nothing against the guy. I'm not necessarily going to vote for him. You know, I'm not a big fan of him, but. God damn, he's everywhere.
And it's annoying because the only time I see it is watching football or NASCAR.
Yeah.
And
every time you get on YouTube, like, that motherfucker's right God. There. It's nonstop.
No, see, I don't even have any ads on YouTube, partially because of that.
Fuck oh, yeah. That. Oh, I don't
deal with that. No,
I was working on the new intro and outro, and I had to watch three of them before we even started the show. It's nonstop. It's crazy, but it's nonstop.
It's all worth the $15 to not have those anymore.
You're probably right.
For me, it is. 100% is.
You're probably right. I could probably link my YouTube account to my YouTube TV. And then get free. Is that how it works or no? Do they work together? I don't know if they do or not.
I don't know how
I pay for YouTube work. TV, but I don't pay for...
I don't think so. I think you have to have YouTube Premium.
Okay, so you have to pay for both of them to get the special. So. Yeah, I don't do that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's $12 or $15 a month.
I don't listen to YouTube a whole lot. But when I listened to the Undertaker Trump thing today on YouTube,
yeah,
a little aggravated.
Because it pause breaks.
Yeah, because they're trying to fucking work, and you can't skip them when you're working.
Nope.
I had to walk over to my box once and hit the skip button, and I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not dealing with that.
I should just pay that $15.
But like I said, that's if I'm, you know, I watch YouTube, and I watch some Twitch, and I watch YouTube TV for sports. So.
It makes that part I understand.
So it is like, it's literally like, you know, getting Hulu Premium or whatever, so you don't have to watch ads on Hulu.
Right.
Same deal.
We did that for a while, YouTube Premium, Super Duper Premium. Guess what? There's still ads. But not as many because they're just commercials on the actual system. Not actual ads from Hulu.
Oh, but, Hulu.
Yeah, she was like, YouTube. Why the fuck do we still have commercials? You said YouTube.
That's why I was like...
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Hulu. Yeah, no. I said, well, you know, you watch ESPN, they have commercials. She says, yeah, but this is ad-free. It is ad-free.
But
it's
Hulu ad-free. They're just streaming a channel, right. Basically.
Instead of adding in their little ads right. over top of the ESPN exactly. ads, you just see ESPN's commercials.
It's like when I watch football on Amazon Prime, sometimes there's like just no commercials.
Yeah. And everybody was complaining about how you watch football on Amazon and you can't change it over.
Yeah. I understand how that's annoying for a lot of people.
I get it. And the fucking game was on NFL or ESPN Plus last night. Stupid. I don't agree with that. I just don't.
Yes, well, yeah.
Thank God it was two teams I don't care about.
For me, and also for me, that doesn't bother me at all because, like, I have YouTube TV on one screen and then on my other screen, I'm either watching something else or I'm talking with people or we're playing Rocket League or whatever.
Yeah, I never planned on watching the Chargers Cardinals. I can tell you that. That's for sure. I get two shits. And I'm surprised the Chargers are not doing well.
Yeah, they kind of suck, huh?
They've got Harbaugh and they've got.
Herbert,
yeah, I seen this Justin the last time, and they're not really doing that great. And then the Cardinals, they're just like the Cardinals, they're just there.
I mean, you don't even hear anything about the Chargers really,
mm-mm.
Unless Harbaugh has a fucking heart episode.
Yeah, basically that's about it. That motherfucker. I thought it was a stink bug on your damn microphone. It sure what? Is right there on the wire.
Oh yeah, there is.
Stink bug invasion has started. It's fall. They're all over outside. I've found several in our house. They do have a bunch of them on the back patio. I saw them here.
Damn, we got a lot of stink bugs. It's kind of out in the country, so.
A little bit. It is, technically. I got nothing else. We're 142 in.
Yep.
Anything else?
No.
Next week, we can talk about Halloween a little bit. It's upcoming, and then we'll either have an election thing before the election, or maybe we'll do a live show during the election. You won't be here, because you said you don't want nothing to do with it. But... maybe I can get Spencer or Tom to sit down and do something. We'll see.
No, I'm going to bed and finding out in the morning.
You're working the next day, aren't you?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I don't think I am. I'm going to take the day off.
No, I think you already took... Didn't you already take the day off?
Technically, no. I have a week to do that.
You should get on that.
I'm thinking about it.
You're definitely not coming in the next day.
Probably not. I'm going to be up late, have a couple drinks. Probably not coming in the next day. Might as well just put the day in now. You're right. I got nothing else. Thanks for listening. Here comes the new outro. See you guys next week.
Later.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Flashburn Podcast. Please like, subscribe, leave a review, and share this show with your family and friends. We love you guys, and we hope you have a nice day. Hey, hats off to those people that save bugs. That was supposed to be the end of the show, but I just started recording again. Landon just got the stink bug. Open the window. You can't get the screen open? No, I think he's going to save his life by taking him outside. What a nice guy you are. I don't know why I included him to say that, but hey, you guys have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week. I'm just bored, I guess, right? This is the secret part of the episode. You have to pay extra to listen to this. This is the Patreon part. Landon saving a stink bug. See you guys.